Hey, Audio Boo, it's Edward Alonzo, and yes, I have my voice mostly back.
So, there you are, baby.
Anyway, I think that's still some remnants left from my cold, so don't nobody think that I can sound all that sexy, honestly. I consider myself a kind of a in between a bass and one of those baritones. I used to sing baritone in the choir years ago, and I remember the lowest note I could get back in the day was like a D flat. So like, but anyway, yeah, I'm losing it. My thoughts on iOS 8. Yes, I updated my iOS 8, or I updated my iOS last night. And my thoughts on it, they're not bad. You know, I haven't been playing with it for very long. I just set it up this morning. I actually clicked install last night and just went to bed. Excuse me. Just having a couple barbecue sandwiches. People that are trying to use Flexi as a keyboard, let me give some tips for that. First of all, let me just say that it works. Second of all, it's not the best. But third, if you want to use it, you'll figure it out. And I'm going to give you, hopefully, some tips that might help you do this. First of all, to add the keyboard, you need to download the regular Flexi. The Flexi VO does not work in iOS 8. If you try to use it, you'll flick up the menu, and it won't do anything except keep repeating alert copy and clear, alert favorites, alert message, or whatever you choose. It won't actually perform that action. So download the latest Flexi, it's version 4.0. Then what you do is you open it. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to type in it, but you open it. It will then say to enable Flexi, go to Settings, General, Keyboards, and Add Keyboard. And that's just what you do. You go to Settings, you go to the iPhone Settings, General, Keyboards, and then you add the Flexi keyboard. If you've never added it before, once you double tap on Flexi, you then go find it again in that same area, double tap it again, and it will say allow all access. You click yes to that. If you ever want to deny the access, you can always go find it under your added keyboards and turn all access off, although I don't know why you'd want to do that, because it would make it unusable. Then you go back into the Flexi app. Click on the Settings tab, which is somewhere at the top of the screen. There are three tabs. One of them is Settings. You'll click that, and then you'll double tap Voice Feedback. Then in the Appearance tab, you want to click the button, for me anyway, that says Show and Hide Keyboard. And it seems to hide the Delete key, but leave the period and return key down at the bottom. But the biggest one was the delete key, because I was forever deleting things without meaning to, and I think that was a dumb move, and I hope they change it. But if you hide that, and then you return to a text edit field, you double tap on that to edit. It may or may not say it's editing. It seems to be rather tricky. But make sure you double tap on it. Three finger triple click your home button and start typing as usual. Now, keep in mind you cannot edit the words custom. So you can't type in a word like Alonzo, which is already in my dictionary from previous versions of Flexi. But if it weren't and you wanted to type that in manually, you can't do that because it's not available yet, so they need to fix that. Sighted people could do it because they can see the keys, but since we have VoiceOver off, there's not a whole hell of a lot we can do. Messages, notifications, Brandon Armstrong. Now why doesn't it surprise me? I don't even know what that was. It said something, but anyway. So then you finish typing, and I know where the send button is on most messages. So I just touch just a smidge up where I think the P might be, and 9 times out of 10, I hit it. And then I turn VoiceOver back on and move on with my day. So honestly, it works. It's not the best, but it's most certainly not the worst. So those, at first when I got it, I thought, this is absolutely horrible. But then I went in and I started looking at the settings and things and started changing some things. And I made it tolerable. Because I'll be honest with you, when I realized that I didn't think I could type with it, it kept deleting things. And then I tried to use my FlexVO as a backup and it wasn't working. I just almost cried. And me crying just doesn't happen. So, I hope this helps. Comment if you have any questions and I'll try to help you out as best I can. So, all the best and so long from iOS 8.